What is replacement theology? Well, replacement theology is simply a term used to describe the teaching that born-again believers, those who are saved, have replaced the physical nation of Israel as the chosen people of God. Now, this is a teaching that's permeated throughout the New Testament. It's pretty irrefutable. And in fact, Romans chapter 2, 28 through 29 says this, "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision outward in the flesh made of hands, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart and of the spirit, and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." So the Bible is specifically telling us there that the physical Jew has been replaced with the spiritual Jew. He says he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, and then he says, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, that circumcision of the heart. Jesus Christ in Matthew 21, verse 43, when speaking to the Pharisees, who, by the way, were adherents to Judaism, said this, that the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof, specifically telling them that they were replaced with another nation. Now, this nation that they were replaced with is not a specific nation, a specific nationality, a specific race, but rather it's a spiritual nation. Now look, the Jews were God's chosen people. The nation of Israel were the chosen people of God in the Old Testament. That's irrefutable as well. We see that throughout the Old Testament. And in fact, in Exodus chapter 19, in verse number 5 and 6, it says this, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." So we see there that God tells them, you're the peculiar treasure. You're the kingdom of priests. You're the holy nation. However, we see that this is not an unconditional promise, an unconditional agreement that God makes with Israel, because of the fact that we see the conditional statement in verse number 5, "If you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then," and then he tells them the positions that they can have. So we see here that this is a conditional promise, a conditional covenant that God made with Israel. If they obey him, if they keep that covenant, they can remain the chosen people. They can remain the peculiar treasure. They can remain the kingdom of priests. Now the Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, in verse number 3, when in reference to the Ten Commandments, it says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," when speaking to the children of Israel. Now, it doesn't take a deep theologian to understand and see that the nation of Israel repeatedly violated this command in the Old Testament. They were constantly forsaking God. They were constantly forsaking the true God and serving false gods. In the wilderness, whether they reached Canaan land, and throughout the Old Testament, we see that they were constantly serving other gods. And in fact, in the book of Acts, the Bible tells us that they took up the star of Ramphan in the tabernacle of Moloch. This is a false god. Now, what does that tell us? Well, that tells us that they breached that agreement. That bilateral agreement that God made with the children of Israel, they breached that contract. Why? Because they forsook God, they did not obey his voice, and they served other gods. Well, what's the result of that? Well, we can look back at Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6, and see that they're no longer the peculiar treasure. They're no longer the kingdom of priests, and they're no longer the holy nation. Why? Because they breached that covenant. Now, those terms that I used there that I just read, the peculiar treasure, the kingdom of priests, the holy nation, you know, if you're familiar with the New Testament, those terms should jump out to you. Because we see those terms being used by Peter in the New Testament. Now, in 1 Peter, he's not writing to the physical nation of Israel. He's not writing to Jews. And in fact, he specifically tells us in verse number 1 that he's writing to the strangers that are scattered abroad in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. These are Gentile regions, okay? And he tells them in chapter 2 in verse number 9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Now, these are terms that were designated for the physical nation of Israel in the Old Testament. But because they breached that covenant, because they did not obey his voice, and in fact, because they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us here that The physical nation of Israel has been replaced with the spiritual nation made up of all believers, whether Jew or Gentile. Now, look what it says in verse number 7. It says, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed." So the Bible's teaching us here that because they rejected the stone, which is, by the way, Jesus Christ, because they rejected him, you know, Jesus Christ became a stone of stumbling unto them, a rock of offense. Why is that? Well, because they were replaced. They've legitimately and permanently have been replaced as that priesthood, as that holy nation, as that peculiar treasure. Now, in the Old Testament, the priesthood was made up of the tribe of Levi, and specifically the house of Aaron. But in the New Testament, it tells us in verse number 5, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." And so it's pretty clear to see that we are now the chosen people of God. And when I say we, I'm referring to born again, saved believers are that chosen people of God. We are that royal priesthood. We are that holy nation. And so that is what replacement theology means. We have now replaced the physical nation of Israel as the chosen people. And when I say we, I'm referring to the body of believers, those who are born again, those who have believed on Jesus Christ for salvation. God bless and have a great one.